Eloheinu, Melech Olam, Shehakol Nehyeh B'Dvaro. Parshas Truma, just a couple of days away, with Siyata Dishmaya, we know at the very beginning of the Parsha, also, Limikdash Shachati B'Socham, Eibishtur is issuing a Tzivuay. I want Klai Yisrael to build me a base of Mikdash state in the Menorah Eibishtur Kaviyochol is Mis'avil Ador B'Tachtonim. I want to dwell down here and not simply in the base of Mikdash, but the base of Mikdash is a microcosm of the world and man, a microcosm of the base of Mikdash, writes in Nefesh HaChaim and Shar Aleph in Perek Dalim in the Agah. Kedisim b'chazal v'shachati b'socham b'sochol onamar ela b'socham b'sochol echa v'yechad. And even though he writes Kedisim b'chazal, and you can look at all the editions of the Nefesh HaChaim, and you will not find a chazal that is referenced the reason being, because writes of Shmuel Ashkenazi in the Sefer Alpha Besa Kadmisa to Shmuel's era. This is one of those statements that we erroneously amyachis to Chazal, and we don't have it in any Chazal bias. The Alshach HaKadosh, Pitzkufas Ari in the 1500s in Tzfas, is the first one to make such mention of Bisochol Onemar, Ela Bisocham, Bisochol Echa V'yachon. Alshach mentions it first again. It could be that there was such a medrash, but Lamaisa, and we don't have it in an actual Chazal. The Tachlis is, Eibishter says, I don't simply want to dwell and have a grand edifice contain the divine essence, the Shekhinah. Ella, it's merely an example through which you'll understand that I want you to take the Shekhinah and bring the Shekhinah inside and teach in every one of you. So it's written, Lashon Rabbim, Vosli Mikdash, Klai Yisrael, supposed to participate in building the Mishkan. Kayadua, a very famous Sforno. Sforno's not at the beginning of Truma. We have Truma, the Tzavet, the Tzivuyim, and then we have the actual all the Tzivuyim reaching fruition, and the last of Parshios of Vayakal at Pekudei. So writes the Heiliger Sforno, Ramacha Misforno. He writes in the opening Psukim of Parshios Pekudei, Perek Lamed Ches Shmos, Posuk Chof Aleph, Mishkan Edus. The Posuk begins at Pekudei HaMishkan. Mishkan Edus, Zokta Sforno, Sipur Mala Zeh HaMishkan. Our Torah now is going and enumerating the various milas of the Mishkan Shebishvilon. Ha'yeroyliyos nitzchi v'shalolipo b'yad oivim. There are various milas that contributed that no guy will ever lay his finger on the Mishkan. There'll be a churban by Yisrishin, a churban by Yisheni, but no one's going to destroy a Mishkan. And where did it come from? Writes the Sforno. Rishona, Shahayim Mishkan Eidus, Shahayim Baluchas Eidus. Ah, the Mishkan had the Luchas and Shivri Luchas, Menachas Be'oron. You had the Luchas and the Shivri Luchas. Interesting, Dian. Was there any Adifas? Was there any Mila over the Luchas to the Shivri Luchas? Fascinating thing. Ben Shalshashu's Binyan C, and the Rochaner talks about it, Chelek Aleph, Siman Tzani Zayin, and Rav Chaim Kanevsky and others. Was there a Maila? Either way, you had the Luchas and the Shivri Luchas, you had the Luchas Eidus base, Asher Poket Alpi Moshe, was all done Ide Moshe Benu. Gimel, Shahai Sabudis Halavia Beyan Itamar, Kiam the Mishrevsko Choke Mishka Beyan Itamar, I said that was not a Maila. And then finally, Dalin writes this Sforno Maila number 4, why the Mishkan can never be destroyed, Ayade the Goyim, because Betzal of Anuri Ben Chur Lamati Huda Osa, Shahai who participated in the Asiyas B'niyas HaMishkan B'Tzalel. Sanhedrin Tzavetzavei is a young Bochur, 13 years old at the time, and yet Bruchas and Hayim and Aleph Shema B'Tzel Kelayisa Moshe Sister B'Tzalel, because he was Yodei Hayim B'Tzalel Atzarit B'nes Osio Shemed Nivru Shemayim and Oretz, like Sefi Yetzira Gevaldik. Unbelievable! Kaychas, you had Betzalel ben Uri ben Chur, Lamat Yehuda, Aliyah v'chulim Yuchosim at Tzadikim Shebedor, who bechain and therefore shorsa shchina v'maase yadayim v'lo nofla b'yad oivid, because it was all done not stam ayde Yisrael but ayde Tzadikim and Yuchosim in Yisrael. Ava mikdash Shlomo the bayis reach and shayosim b'lochem omitzur. Ava bisha shorsa v'shchina, and you had a lot of other milas, but nirsedu chalokav who tzuch lachazik is bezik abayis v'nofla b'sofa kol b'yad oivid and bayishen. And have all these milas, Mela, the Goyim were able to go to lay their finger. And now Lamaisa, the Goyim didn't actually participate in the Binyan HaMikdash, but so they contributed monetarily. Chiram El Tzuri sent over a lot of the supplies, Ad Kedekach, then Kalar Abasi, and the Mesechus Ketanis, and the Enneper Gimel. And Raisach of Gimel, we find different Eschos again. We have in Mesechus Derech Herzuta, the Enneper Aleph, we have Tisha, Shizachar, Shinichus, Shemachayim, the Ganeda, and the Gimel of Kalar Abasi, we have Shiva, Shinichus. So who's on the list? Chiram El Tzuri. Tzur. And the Mefarshim explained, because he participated in many of Ma'ayis Gemalik, what a Maila. I bet I'll be the Sparno, even though it was a Maila for him, but it wasn't a Maila for us. We took money from the Goyim. That's not so posh. If you're going to go to Pirka on these Parshios and Ospay base, it's not so posh to take money from just any source, from a place that's in a Hogan, to take it from Goyim. Zok Tisfono, the Iker Nakudis Achiluk. Why the Mishkan can never be destroyed is because it was built Ayidei Klai Yisrael exclusively, Ayidei Tzadikim and Yechosim Shemhem, Shankin the Bisa Mikdash. We took money from Goyim. Hamela, there was some pagam, some deficiency in the Kedushas HaBayis that made it susceptible to a destruction to the ensuing Churban Bayis Rishon and Churban Bayis Sheni. Okay, so I'll be the spawn of the beginning of Pekudei. We have a mile of the Mishkan. It was exclusively Klai Yisrael, Klai Yisrael's money. What about the Erev Rav? What about the Erev Rav? They weren't really a part of Yisrael. The Ramban writes, "Vayichan Shom Yisrael Negen Har." In the beginning of Perek Yutes, Pasuk Beis, and Parshas Yisrael, "Vayichan Shom Yisrael Negen Har." Rashi, Alpi the Mechilta, Kishucha Balevachad. The Ramban writes in Rachaim Yital in the Sefer Eitz Adas Tov is Maruch on this Nakuda. That's Yisrael, Loshen Yochid. Erev Rav is outside of the Parsha. They're not included. Erev Rav is not there. They're Michutz Laam. The same way that Rachaim Yital says they were Michutz for the Anonia Kovid. The Anonia Kovid was Kilu our Me'ein, the Mishkan. We traveled with the Yevushtar. Klai Yisrael was contained and enveloped within the clouds of glory. And the Erev Rav, when we chutz, the Anonia Kovid writes, Darman, they weren't included in the count. When we counted B'nai Yisrael in the beginning of Parshas Bamidbar. Sefer Bamidbar, the Erev Rav weren't included. They're not in Yisrael. Our words are very geschmack. The Vilna Gaon writes in his Agos and Tikkuni Zohar, Erev Rav is Rosh Tevis, Reish Ayin. Reish Ayin is Ra. They were the Shorish of all Ra within Klai Yisrael. And as we've explained, Pachri Yitzchak, Igor Siksovit, Nikro Pesayin, Rabban Shar Gamon, is Rosh Hashanah. What does Ra come from? Tillim, Capital Base Pasik Test, Tiro Amishav at Barzel. Ra is an Indian of Pirat, an Indian of separation. Erev Rav, Roshi Tavis Ra, they created Pirat, Chet Egel. They created a separation within the ranks of Klai Yisrael. Hence, they're outside of the count. The whole Tachlis of a count is to be Ma'achidam, to bring Klai Yisrael B'yachad. Erev Rav is Michutz Lam, they're not in the count. The Tachlis of the Nana Kobur is to bring Klai Yisrael together. Famous Meshach Chochma, Pashas Yisrael. Perachov, Pasuk Yerches, right? So may Yisimcha midavins. And whose merit did we have the Ananiya covered? We turned to Tainus, Daftesim, and Aleph at the bottom. We had Sholosh Parnasim Tovim, who gave us three Gevaldi Gematonis. We suggested an original Gematria. Sholosh Gimel Parnasim Tovim is Gematria 510. And what gifts did they give us? Man, Be'er, Ananiya covered. Not coincidentally, Gematria 510. Gimel Parnasim Tovim, the Haina, Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam gave us Be'er, Ananiya covered, and Vemon, Gematria 510. And whose merit did we have Ananiya covered? Right? So may Yisimcha, Aaron, the coin. Why? What do we know about Aaron Cohen? We turn to Berkey Elvis, Berkey Elvis, and your base, Hilah Yomer, happy be to lead Shal Aaron. Oh, if Shalom Rodi, Shalom Osabrius, Makam, and the Torah, Aaron's whole Gisha to Klai Yisrael was, I want to be Ma'achi the Lubavis, Ishvishno, Ishlariel, bring Klai Yisrael together, Zukta Meir Simcha. The Mon is a personalized culinary experience. You were thinking steak, I was thinking pizza, he was thinking egg by Parmesan, everyone's eating dinner separately. Came the Be'er Shemiriam, the same idea, the Chidal writes in the name of the Tzemach David. You're thinking ginger ale, this one's having a grasshopper, this one is surely temple, pina colada, diet coke. Everyone's thinking different zachin. It's a personalized experience. What's an Ananiya Kovid? God's Klai Yisrael B'yachad. Every member of Klai Yisrael was included, contained under those magical, mystical clouds of glory simultaneously. Right, so Chaim Yital and Eitz Adas, Meila, the Erev Rav is outside of the Ananiya Kovid, because the Ananiya Kovid B'davka served to be Ma'achi Klai Yisrael. The same way the Sphira served to be Ma'achi Klai Yisrael. So the same way L'charetz Poshet, that Erev Rav, Rosh Yitavis Ra, like the Grah told us, they created a period of separation, separating the ranks of the Jewish people. They're outside of the count, number one, and they're outside of the Ananiya Kovid, number two. So wouldn't we expect them when it came time to the Mishkan? If the Mishkan is Kilu Me'ein, the same Ananiya Kovid enveloped Klai Yisrael. The Mishkan is Ma'achi Klai Yisrael. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, Amos Yaakov, the beginning of Parshas Bamidbar. When did we get to Golem? When did you get your flagship in Yehuda? Got his symbol of the Ari, the Menrish and Bamidbaraba, Parsha Beis and Ozayan. When did we have different symbols, different flags, different colors? Only after we built the Mishkan. Because the Mishkan, the centerpiece, which was the Aron, the Luchas Eidos, we encircled the Aron, that's Ma'achi Klai Yisrael. Amela, only after we Ma'achi the Levovis, then you can highlight Yehuda. Yehuda is the Ari, and Binyamin is the Ezeev, Yosef is the Shor, v'chulei v'chulei. But we have to be machet. So l'chara we would expect then, the same way that they were excluded from the count, the era of Rav Rashi Tevis Ra, the same way they are excluded from the Ananiah Kavanah Pi Ramei Simcha Midavinsk in Parshas Yisro Chaf Yud Ches, L'chara we should expect them a Mela, they wouldn't participate in the Mishkan. Can we find someone who tells us that they didn't participate in the Mishkan? You could always count in the Gavaldik of Yonas and Aivshitz. So we go to the Tumim. Crazy place of Yonas and Aivshitz in the Sefer Teres Yonas and Chumash. Listen to this, the first Yonas and Parshas Vayakel. Frank of Yonas and Aivshitz, did the Erev Rav contribute to the Mishkan? Now remember, the Sforno told us that the Hashim of the Mishkan, one of the four Iker Milas, was that only the Tzaddik and the Nechosim participated. But it was something Meyuchat Tekai, so the Goyim in touch. Well, Erev Rav, they weren't Goyim, they were converts, Lishma, not Lishma. But Akaponim, they weren't the Mamash Goyim. Did they participate or not? Azok of Yonas and Aishitz and Tiferes Yonas and Parshas Vayakel, Perklam, Hei Posachov Tes. They did not participate in the Mishkan. Wouldn't you think they would want to contribute? Of course they wanted to contribute. So they came with money, they came with gold, they came with silver. Klai Yisrael said, no way. No way is the Erev Rav going to go in and touch our Mishkan. We want Petzela, Aliyah, we want all the Nidvei Lev. They're not Lashem Shamayim, Diki Yidin. We want the Ono and the But at the same time, they bought all this money. So it's going to be a Pseida for the Oitzar of the Mishkan, because let's say they came with $500,000 worth of jewelry, b'chole, we have to make it up. So to me, don't worry, Klai Yisrael made up that deficiency. And where's the Merumas in the Pasuk? Let's go to Vayakol Amon Hei Chav Tes. Kol Ish Ve'isha Asher Nodav Libam Osam Lahavi L'Kol HaMalacha Asher Atziv Hashem Lasses B'yad Maisha Hevi'a B'nei Yisrael Nodav L'Hashem. Frank of Yonos and Aishas, the Pasuk's redundant. It says, every man and woman who was Manadev to bring all that they said to bring, Hevi'a, they bought it. Well, if they were Manadev to bring, and right, Pasha sets all reading the mice, they bought it. He says, no, the Pasuk is being Marames. Kol Ish V'Isha of the Erev Rav, every man and woman of the Erev Rav. Asher Nodav Libam, they wanted Lahavi Kol Malacha. They wanted to participate. Klai Yisrael said, no way. You guys are going to have no shaykhs to this. The Mishkan, only Tzadikim Yechosim, only Yisrael is going to participate. We don't want any Erev Rav. They're all about Pira. And the Mishkan itself, the grand edifice, Gufa serve to be Ma'achin. Erev Rav is Michutz on Ena Kovet. Erev Rav is Michutz Asfira. Zok Teferes Yonas on Erev Rav is Michutz Tehasis B'nias Mishkan. But what about all the money? Continues the Pasuk. Zok Teferes Yonas on Aishat. Hevi'u B'nei Yisrael Nedav Hashem. Hi, all the Yishveisha, every man and woman in the Erev Rav wanted to participate. We didn't let them participate. But what about the Pseida? The ensuing loss to the Oitzer of the Mishkan. Zakhtar Yonos and Isis says, no way we're going to make them lose. Klai Yisrael says, you tell us what you wanted to pledge. We're going to take over from here. Heviu b'nei Yisrael, Nadav Hashem. We took over their Nadavas. Comes out what? When you put Yonos and Isis, Omeir Simcha, Davinsk, Ramban, Rochaim, Yital, all together. Erev Rav, Alpi, the Gro, Rashi, Tevisra, the Pirud, the outside of another covet, because that served to be Machi Klai Yisrael, the outside of the Sphira, which likewise served to unite and join all Klai Yisrael together into Echad, Pachinas, Echad, Achd. Is Gemura, and likewise the Mishkan, which also connected all of Klai Yisrael. Erev Rav has no shaykhs. It's all about the Achdus. That Mishkan, Ayadei the Achdus, and Befrat at the helm, the Tzadikim and Mechosim, the Goyim are never going to touch it. They're never going to be able to destroy it. That's one of the Ikra Milas. I'll be this morning in the beginning of Akudi. Have a Gavaldig and Nacht. Shir on Inani Tvila, men and women in Metz Hashem in the Dafyom room tonight, 8:15 to 9 o'clock. Showing everyone a Gavaldig the rest of the week ahead. Kaddish, please. Amen.